I am originally from Vietnam, so I am half Vietnamese and half Chinese. So we fled Vietnam when I was 9 years old because the tension between the two countries, forever fighting with one another. But it was kind of like through fear of persecution because my dad's whole family, they're Chinese of origin. So we left in a boat. All the memory I have of that is being bundled up into a coach one morning, about 4 in the morning, literally bundled, chucked into a coach, and we left. So we were shipwrecked off an island. It was nighttime. The boat basically smashed against the rocks. So we were stranded on this island in the middle of nowhere for like a month. And luckily, we found the locals, about 3 days of walking, and we found some locals, and they helped build another boat. And we made our way to Hong Kong, where we were in camps for 3 months. And then we came to Britain. We lived in a disused hospital for 6 months while I learned English. And then eventually, most of the Vietnamese people just made their way to London. We've grown up in cities, and it was really, really challenging, especially for my parents. I mean, it was fine for me at that age. I could make friends. But they found it incredibly difficult. So we moved to London. All I remember is a really happy childhood. We lived in the city in Hanoi. It's a very community-like. You spend all your life outside. And I went to university in Leicester, got my degree. I got approached to be the vice trustee of UNHCR.
Amazing.
Last year. And I was like, oh, I've never done that before, you know. I don't want to let you down. Here's what I can do. Right. And if you think what I can do is enough, then I'd love to do it. Home means my family, and it means London. London is my home.